Okay, we're on the bottom of Memvav Amud Aleph, the last four words. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Zira. Turning to Memvav Amud Beis. Machlekes Kishayesh Ba, according to the Bach, Kishayesh Ba Kedei Chaluka. Aval Ein Ba Kedei Chaluka, Divrei Kol Motor. Okay, so what are we talking about here? Back to our Machlekes. From a Mishnah between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov, and with two Shutfim, Reuven and Shimon, that are Mudar Hana from each other. Reuven can't get Hana from Shimon. Shimon can't get Hana from Reuven. So the question is, can they go into a Chatzer, which is the Mishutaf their partners in? So Rabbanan said they're not allowed to. Rabbi Yezer says they may go in. So now according to Rabba, in the name of Ziri, he explains that the machlokes is in a chatzer that is sheyesh ba kedei chaluka, meaning if you remember your Baba Basra, beginning of Baba Basra, right, talks about a chatzer that has a din chaluk or doesn't have it. And what's the what distinguishes a chatzer which has, besides the opening, the petach of the each person's area, he has four amas to himself in the chatzer, that's called a din. At each, you know, shutaf in the chatzer has four amas, so that's called a chatzer that has a din chaluka, meaning that nafkamina is that if it's that large or bigger, then either one of the partners has a right at any time to force a chaluka. You know, as right now they're just using it together. But if they want, any one of them wants, Reuven could say to Shimon, okay, that's it, I want to put up a fence, you take this side, I take that side, and that's that. And the other person has to agree. Okay, that's a din of a chatzer sheish ba din chalukha. But doesn't ain ba chalukha, it means it's not that big, it's less than four amas for each one, and therefore neither of them, if they want to together agree, that's fine, but neither one of them could force the other one to divide up the chatzer. That's a chatzer sheim ba. So Rabbi claims that the machlekes over here of whether they can, that these two Reuven and Shimon or Muda from Hana from Yitzhar are allowed to go in, is only if it's a chatzer sheyesh ba kedei chaluka. Meaning, the only here comes out that the Rabbanan would say that you're not allowed to go into the chatzer. Why? In other words, they, according to this, could hold by the concept of brera. It's just that they say it doesn't apply if it's a chatzer sheyesh ba din chaluka. Why? Since the idea of the brera is, we say that when the person buys it, it's considered yours when you end up using it. That's what like a brera is. So they would say, well, but you can't say that if it's a chatzer sheyesh ba din chaluka. Why? Since it might not be yours in the end. Because one day it could be that the other guy is gonna force you to divide it out, and then you can't just say wherever you're walking is neat barrier that when you bought it that it's yours when you use it, because it might not be yours. It might be, because it might end up being nechlap. So therefore, that's when the Rabbanan say that, and you can't say barrier in such a case. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, no, you could even in such a case. So that's where they argue, but if it's a chatzer that ain't ba kedei chaluka, everybody hold with mutter, because since nobody can force each other to split it up, it's going to remain together, both of them together, right, forever. So in such a situation, that's when everybody would agree that you could say brera, according to this. Okay, Rashi's on the page before, if you remember. It's on the Memvav Amud Aleph. Rashi says, "Kishiyesh b'kedei chaluka arba amos lezev each have arba amos v'tayma demanda asar hoil v'efshar b'chaluka." Again, Rashi here again doesn't get into the explanation so much and into the details. He just says that it's efshar b'chaluka. So we said it's an efshar b'chaluka, so therefore you can only say brera here according to Rabbanan, like we said. Aval ein b'kedei chaluka divrei kol motor demay efshar le'lemevik. What can he do? Okay. Let's go on. Amar le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a kash on this perush. Why? Hare basic de kemi shein bo kedei chaluka dami utnan shnehem asurim b'davar shalosu a year. Says Rav Yosef, what about a shul? A shul has a din of an area which is Ein Bakadei Chaluka, since it belongs to the Rabbim, and it's not something that you're going to divide out, that you get that, I get this. A shul is something that is for everybody. So according to that, we just said, according to Rabba's Pshat, that something which is for everybody, then people that are Mutar Hanah from each other, everybody would say it's Mutar, everybody would hold Breira, it's not a problem. But here we see, Utnan, the Mishnah later on in Mem Zainam Abase, that Shneim Asurim B'Davar Shal Asiyir. And what's it, Davar Shal Asiyir? We're going to see it's a Beit Knesset. So here we see Lafech. Everybody says, it's Shneim Asurim B'Davar Shal Asiyir, the Mishnah says. You're not allowed to use the Shul, even though it's something which is not going to be divided out. So therefore, it's Akasha and Rabba who says everybody would hold it if it's something's not divided out, it's not going to be divided out, that would always be Mutter. Here we see that's the Dafka not the case, and from that Mishnah. Says the Rashi, but Devar Shalosa Ir, Kenefarish Beit HaKnesset, that's Dafka, something which is called Devar Shalosa Ir, it's a base Knesset, Vateva, etc. Okay, so therefore, we continue the Gemara, El Amar of Yosef, Amar Ziri, so therefore Rabbi Yosef says the name is Ziri a little differently. He says, where is the machloikas between Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? That's dafka in the chatzer she'ein ba chedei chalukah. The opposite, right? If it's a chatzer that is not going to be divided out, so that's when they have their machloikas. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says it's fine, they can use it because he holds by brera, and the Rabbanan says they cannot use it because they don't hold by brera. That's in a case where it's not going to be divided out. Ba daval yesh ba kedei chaluka divrei kol asur. Malefech, if it's a place that is going to be divided out, could be divided out at least, so then everybody would hold that you can't say brera in such a case. Even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said you can hold by brera. He would not hold by brera in a situation where it's one of them could force the other one to divide it. Since again, like we said, that you can't really say so easily that, well, when I'm using it, well, because we need brera, then when I bought it, then when I'm going to use it, it's going to be mine. Well, you might not be able to use it again because the other guy might force the chalukah. So then everybody would hold that such a thing, you can't say, even Rabbi Ezra and Yaakov would say you can't use it, you can't say brera in such a case. That's how you have to learn it. And Amar Rav Huna, halacha is Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov, that the maskana is you're allowed to use, each is allowed to use the chatzer. Mechein Amar Rabbi Elazar, halacha is Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov. Okay, it's a little more Rashi. She'ein ba kedei chaluka, that's Rav Yosef. That's where they argue. Uman da asar mishum debate the basic nesses dami. And what it asars, which is the Rabbanan, they hold that it's like a shul. Shul is something which is not divided out. Yet you still can't. They still can't use it. The ketani shnei masurim. Uman da shari is Rabbi Yezman Yaakov. He has says hoyal ve ef shar b'chaluka. There's no reason why you can't say brera. Aval yesh b'kadei chaluka. Divrei kol. Everybody would say it's aser. Desagile b'chaluka. Again, since it could be divided out, so therefore you can't say brera the way we explained it. Okay. Next, let's go on. We learned in the Mishnah, Mudar Hanah Michavero v'yeshlo merchatz v'yeshlo sham merchatz v'chule. Okay, let's just again go over what's the case. So we have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is Mudar Hanah for Shimon. Reuven is not allowed to have Hanah from Shimon. Shimon had a merchatz, a bathhouse, and he rented it to Ploni. So there's a shaila. Can Reuven use this merchatz? He's not able to get hana from Shimon. But Shimon right now doesn't have the merchatz. He rented it to Ploni. So is Reuven allowed to use this merchatz now that is being rented by Ploni? So the Gemara, the Mishnah said, it depends, yes, unless Shimon has tfisas yadis in this merchatz. Okay, Shimon has tfisas yad in the merchatz, so now Reuven still can't use it. Now, what is tfisas yad? That's what we're going to find out right now. So, ask the Gemara, v'kama tfisas yad. What's this tfisas yad, that if Shimon still has it in his merchatz that he rented out, then now Reuven can't use it? Amar Rav Nachman, lemechsa lishlish v'lerevia. Meaning, that the merchatz, there's a couple of ways of granting out a merchatz. You can just take a set amount of money, you know, per whatever month, year, whatever, or you could do it through revachim, through a profit. In other words, you say, here, you can, I'm giving you the merchatz, but we're splitting the profits. It reminds me of like an aris, you know, like a sharecropper type thing. You take the land, you work it, whatever, but we're going to split the profits, right? Same idea. So if it's, if he says here, I'm not taking money, you know, a rent, but you're going to have to give me either a half, a third, a quarter of the profits, that's called tfisas yad. So if Shimon is still taking in some profits, up to a quarter, or more of the profits go to him, so that's considered as if he still has some shaychus to the merchatz. And Meila Reuven, who's not allowed to have enough from Shimon, is still not allowed to have enough from Shimon by using this merchatz. Aval biftzir lo, but if it's less than a quarter, that's not called having much of a connection to it still, and now Reuven is allowed to have enough from the Beis HaMerchatz. And along comes Abaye, and he says, Abaye Amar, no, afilu bivtzir asur. He says, no, even if it's less than a quarter. In other words, he's taking revachim, but even less than a quarter of the revachim he's still taking. That's still called having a connection, and Ruve would not be allowed to use the Beis HaMerchatz. So when is it mutter? Vehichidami deshari. That's the mekabel betaska. In other words, if he's only getting revachim, even if he's getting less than a quarter, it's still having a connection. When is it considered that he has no connection? That's only if he's not getting revachim. If he's getting like a set amount, like a set amount for the Beis HaMerchatz, then that belongs basically to the renter now, and therefore Reuven is at this point allowed to get hana. But as soon as Shimon's taking some revachim, and even a little bit, going to Abaye, then it is considered he has a connection, and Reuven's not allowed to get Havana. Okay, let's see the Rashis. V'kama tfisas yad, yesh lo lamadir, be'oso merchaz, delitzar be'hai. So how much is called having a connection, that then now Reuven's not allowed to get Havana from the merchaz. Val biftzir, Mirvia. However, if it's less than a quarter, we said of the prophets, then it's okay. It's called like he's not having a connection. Lo chashiv tfisas yad, and therefore mutar bar hamudar. And then Ruve would be allowed to get hana. Visfarim dixiv behu biftzin. They have a little different girsa. Mash manami, according to the Bach, he's goras biftzir. It also means the same idea. It means less than. But viistagarsi bibitzin, right? Which is the lashon of eggs. Right, kamo beitzin shel yotzer, kedamar baba mitzia shel yotzer oseh kemin beitzim shel komer umehem oseh kederos. So it's according to that girsa, it's not if it's let beitzir like as in less than a quarter. It's lashon beitzin, which is like eggs. They used to take potters used to take like a clump of clay and then make it into a pot by, you know, they put their fist in it or whatever, make the basic kibble. So that's called, like, they used to call it an egg, the eggs of the potter. The egg is like a clump of clay because it looks like an egg before they fashion it and make a base kibble. So there's a gear so that not if it's less than a quarter, but if it's just used for beitzim, for these beitzim of the yotzar, then that's already okay. Then it's not called that he has tfisas yad. Uvahachi mashmale, according to Bach, he's going to tfisas yad. The isle, tashmish shaklu, meaning that there's some tashmish to it. Some usage to the base of merchatz. Aval kadela niach beitzim shayotzer lasam, liyavsham einzu tfisas yad. Now, he has to have some usage, but if the only usage he has is to put these, Shimon still putting his, clumps of clay there in his base of merchatz that he rented out just to dry out, just something like that already, okay, that's what's called no tfisas yad anymore. If that's the only thing he's using, that's not if there's less than a quarter, but if it's only used for beitzim, then that's not called tfisas yad anymore, and he can, Reuven can now use it. Okay, Abai Amar, says Rashi, Afilu Biftzir Mirviya, even if it's less than a quarter, it's still called Tfisas Yad, Havi Tfisas Yad, Vasur Behem Amudar, Vahachinami Ik Lefaresh, Akol Hani Lishna, all these different Lishonas that we said before. The Mekabel Betaska, what's that? Shekibel Hasocher Latet Mimenu Mas, Bechol Shana Vashana. In other words, he says, so what is called that he has no connection? That's if he's not getting any of the profits, but rather it's a set amount that he's getting each year, the high lohavi tfisas yad klal. That's not called any tfisas yad, and at that point, Reuven can now use it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Could be just, that was the, my guess is that that was just the, like, this, we see that also by the sharecroppers that happens. Whenever the Gemara brings, like, an Aris, it says that he takes a half a third or a quarter. I always use that. It could be that that's, it was just a noheg. That's what they used to do as comment. It's just mentioning the, but you're right, in theory, it's, it could have just said anything less than a quarter, you know, whatever.